You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes rides that change lives. We are headed into seven moments of Chatting with Charity in which I will share with you things that I have learned in 2022. I'm so happy to have you, and let's get things started. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, you're tuning into moment three, and it's all about not allowing people who are unauthorized to give you criticism. This one, honey, challenged me because people just feel like their unauthorized opinion is something that you have to listen to and consider. And fortunately for us, we choose what we allow into our ear gates, eye gates, souls, and hearts. If you have not built a relationship with someone where they understand who you are and how you love to be spoken to, treated, and cared for, then don't give them the permission to speak to you and tell you things that they don't like about you. They've got all of these amazingly wonderful opportunities in their own life to spend criticizing themselves. You have to know that everyone's opinion of you does not matter. Many people's opinions of you do not matter. And you also need to know that there are few people's opinions who do matter. Every day when you're fighting to wake up, every day when you're fighting to exist, and life is not easy, you are not going to get far in life if you constantly have people who feel that they can just tell you what they think about you. People's thoughts are not God's thoughts. Only God thinks kindly towards us. And then God shows the people around us who we are. And those people love us back because God has revealed our hearts to them. But God can conceal your heart to other people. There are some people who really would just think that you're a B-I-C-T-H. And that's because God has not opened your heart to that person's eyes. You are not responsible for what another human being cannot see. And I say this so firmly because I had a situation with a friend and we had a great relationship. And I guess she got offended by something that I said and she wanted to talk about it. But it wasn't coming from a place of let's deal with what was said, because in that moment we discussed it. We discussed the issue in the moment. But it was almost an afterthought, like 3 days later, I marinate and linger. I'm going to come back and now I'm ready to say A, B, C, or D. The words, the choice of communication that she picked just showed straight confrontation. And I said, well, me and my big age at 31, I am not gonna have this conversation with you. And I'm sorry, and I value your friendship, but we are not on a level where I've given you permission to criticize me, because you don't know me full enough to be able to tell me something that could edify me. Do you know that I finally launched Lux & Co? Yes, this business idea that I have been working so hard on is ready for you to purchase, to enjoy, and most importantly, to have an experience in the moment that awaits you. This particular company is all about Christians who want to have a higher connection with God and desire to make 2023 amazing. This is the year for the chosen. You don't want to get into this year without these products, because they're going to help you push through and meet those goals. Be a push through Christian this year and get where you need to be by going to LuxAndCoBrand.com and purchasing a product that is going to support you and your walk with God, but most importantly, help you elevate to a higher purpose. Thank you for shopping, and let's get back to this moment. I'm still trying to love myself and be kind to myself. And I wake up every single day and life is not easy. There's not a single day I've had easy, especially as a single mom. Even while I'm doing this ride, my eyeballs hurt so bad. So I give all that I've got to my life, to my existence. Even if you were to tell me 1,000 things that are wrong with me, I'm not going to fix them today. So there's no point of you dumping that garbage on me, especially when I don't have it in my heart to tell you the things that are wrong with you. Because there is a world where we just love each other for the good that they have to offer. Instead of trying to change people and make people better, love them where they are at. And then when that doesn't meet your need anymore, you leave them. Or that moment, you can share some thoughts and some things that you feel like could enhance their relationship. But this is not a session of tearing people down ever. You deserve to be here. You deserve to feel good about who you are. Even if that version of you is not what you really like, you deserve to feel whole. even if that whole version of you is not something that you love to look at, you deserve to know that you're loved and desired. And oftentimes people tear us down before they give us the love. So I had to let that friendship go, and it was very, very easy to do so because I already have enough on my plate. I want love. I want more of the good things, less of the bad things. I want more of the happy moments and the smiley moments, less of the catastrophe. So in this moment, it's short and sweet, but I'm telling you, try your best this year in 2023 to not allow people to just say whatever they want to say to you and you feel like you have to carry that. Just tell them, keep it to yourself. It's okay. You don't have to be my friend. You don't have to date me. You don't have to think I'm the best employee ever or whatever. I'm trying my best, and my best is actually enough. It's enough to be accepted and to not be criticized. And then to you, yourself, go look in the mirror and decide who you want to be and how much better you can be. But you're the only one that can tell you about you, you and God, and the ones that you trust and give permission to. So this year, all access is not granted. It is all revoked if I give it to you. You have access to a point to tell me about myself. Because I know I'm a work in progress and everything takes time. And in 10 years, I'll be someone that I love even more. But I'm not gonna be there tomorrow. And your opinion of me and your long list of things that I could fix and the issues I have, I promise you, I am not going to fix them all in 2023. So it's all right. I hope you loved this moment, moment number three. Next up is moment number four. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.